Here's the head coach of the Ottawa Senators, DJ Smith. DJ, do you ever wonder that? Do you ever go back and watch a like a game and say, man, I hope they had me in a good spot? Because sometimes you might get on TV, you have no idea you're even on.
You know what? You have one vision of yourself, and then the other vision is when the camera shows you, and you're rewatching the game, and you're like, no, I don't look that old. My hair's not that gray. I'm not that heavy. It's a real reality check, to be honest.
Yeah, it's dangerous, man. It really can be dangerous. And do you adhere to the scorecard? Do you kind of make sure that you try to keep it quiet between you and your assistants, or are you aware that your players probably are going to hear it from time to time?
No, I don't hide the scorecard. I say it. They're going to hear it time to time. I think they know it's from an honest place, trying to win the game. You know, obviously, you know, when you're a guy that played and now you're a coach, you know, you have a different opinion of the game. And I think some of the players, if they become coaches, be very similar as to, you know, you're coaching the game, not so much the person at the time. And there's sometimes you say things and you're like, you know what, I shouldn't have said that, or I said it out loud and he heard me, and you're going to have to tell the guy. You know, we're not perfect. And I'm sure the players say the exact same thing under their breath. You know, when we say something, if you looked up closely, there's probably some guys that are giving the coaches a good touch-up as well.
You had a big win last night against the Islanders. That was a hard-fought battle. You know, it was kind of a bit of a chess match, but you got a big goal from Giroux and a first assist from Ridly Gregg. You know, what's Claude Giroux brought to your group as far as leadership on and off the ice?
Well, I think the biggest thing with him is on the ice, I mean, his face-offs, desperately, when you look at our special teams, our penalty kill in particular, last year we were dead last in the National Hockey League in faceoffs won on the penalty kill. And with him able to win it at the percentage he is, and then you get one clear and one stand, it's amazing how high your percentage could climb compared to a year ago. You know, essentially with almost the same killers and losing some top killers, but the ability for him to win those faceoffs is huge for that, as well as offensive plays or power play. And then away from the rink, he's been the guy that turned it over, that said, hey, we got to make a play at all costs. You know, this is what I think winning is. And now he understands what winning is in the National Hockey League. And it doesn't always look pretty. It's a team that makes the least mistakes, the team that gives up the least. And a lot of young kids just aren't ready to play that way. And he certainly helps with that.
DJ, for the most part, you got a pretty young team there. There's some young guys. You had some disappointment with Norris with that injury. He tried to come back. He couldn't do it. He blew out his shoulder again. And now the goaltender's out. Like, how important is the message from you to the players that, guys, we have to just get this done regardless, as opposed to saying, oh, it sucks, our goalie's out, Norris is out. It's just, it's the big leagues, and we got good players, and we got to go out there and do this.
Well, the biggest thing, I mean, any team in the league that loses their 1 or 1B centerman, you know, which is going to end up being 75 games, is going to feel some effect with that, especially when, you know, the next center up, Pinto, missed an entire year last year. You know, Timmy's 20, Pinto's 22, you know, Ridly Gregg's, 19 or 20. You know, Kostelec's in his first year. You're going to feel that pain for sure. The goalie, it's a couple times now for Talbot. You know, Mott's been out, Joseph's been out. Zub's missed over 30 games. And, you know, these are big losses. But at the same point, with everything negative, there's always a positive. How much more did Sanderson get to play because Zub was out? You know, how much better has Tim Stützle been now that he's penalty killing and doing all these things? So, you know, you got to sometimes change your goals and your measure of success. For us, it's pride. It's working every night, doing it right. You know, and the hard part for a young team is when you think you're going to be somewhere and then you're not, how do you continue to get better? And for us, it's getting to 500, getting over 500, and doing it right every night, being better 5-on-5, being competitive against the best teams here in the last, you know, stretch and see what happens.
You mentioned two players there that are intriguing for a lot of fans. You start with Jake Sanderson and then Tim Stützle. Like, basically talk about what you think their ceilings are once they, you know, get to basically the top of their play in the National Hockey League.
Well, I think they got an opportunity to be stars. And the reason being, they're a couple of self-starters. You're not meeting with them to talk about effort You're not meeting with them to talk about being prepared. Both of them are ready to go every night. You know, everyone has one out of 10 where you don't have legs, but they both have legs every night for the most part. So the way they prepare off the ice and the way they're ready for the game just tells you, you know, from the past, you know, I've been doing this almost 20 years, it just tells you that that athlete, where he can go from there. Then their skill set and everything else takes over from there. They're both special. And you forget how young they are and how big of a role they're playing on this team. And it really is incredible. I saw a stat yesterday. I think we have the youngest centers in the league with an average age of 22. You know, Timmy plays over 20 minutes. He's killing 3v5, 4v5. Jake's doing the same. So these minutes are invaluable. They're both going to be real good players.
We're chatting with DJ Smith, head coach of the Ottawa Senators, Ottawa in town here tomorrow night. Brady Tkachuk is still relatively young in this league, but he's your captain. He's the guy who offers up the biggest personality, I think, the most quotes. He seems like a guy that like everyone gravitates to. Can you take us behind the scenes and in the room, on the buses? Like, what makes him, you know, the leader for you guys, and what allows you to believe that he's a guy that can play that role for you?
Well, he's constantly looking out. He's the guy that's constantly looking out for people, the trainers, the parking lot attendant, just, you know, things people wouldn't talk about. He's that guy looking out for them, and that's clear when you're the leader. Those are the things you do that no one talks about. When kids come to the rink, he's the first one to go, you know, grab the kid's hand, take him for a bite to eat, whatever the case may be. He's that guy. Away from the rink, you know, he's got two sides to him. He's serious and mean, and he's also got the joking around side where he seems like he's 8 years old, and he's just playing around with the boys every day, and they're wrestling in the room, working on their UFC or whatever they do there. And he is a huge personality. He wants to win. He wants to do it right. And just like young guys, sometimes, you know, they go through spells where they're not as good as they want to be, but he can dial it right back. And the one thing for him that he can always lean on that most people don't have is the amount of motion he can play with. And he's got a skill set that other people don't have. He's big and he's mean, and he can play it any way you want.
Well, and obviously he's Keith Tkachuk's son, and Keith played big and mean in an era where every team had 3, 4, 5 guys that were big and mean. Is not necessarily the case in the game today. So, in a way, is that even more valuable that Brady Tkachuk, he's almost like a unicorn, DJ, because he can throw hits, he's looking for scrums, he's in the middle of everything, and he can fight. Like, there aren't many guys in the league that can do what he can do.
No, absolutely. And that's, you know, he's a really good net front guy on a power play, tips pucks in the ozone. But yes, when he's going north-south and he's pounding defensemen early in the game, you know, and then, you know, someone's talking to him, he's able to go to center ice with just about anyone. Not that we want that. But, I mean, he's so big and strong that, you know, he can intimidate people, but also he's playing against the world's best. You know, a lot of times the world's best is, you know, we'll look at a tough guy and, you know, you don't play or, you know, whatever the comment may be. Well, you can't say that to him. He's playing all the minutes, and you're going to have to deal with him.
With DJ Smith, head coach of the Ottawa Senators, Ottawa in town tomorrow night. It's obviously been an emotional week for you and for your staff, for the whole team, for that matter. News of Bob Jones, your assistant, being diagnosed with ALS, and that went public this week. Take us through that process, DJ. You know, as on just a human level, when you hear news like that, everything I've heard about Bob Noodles, you were saying, is like the greatest guy. Everyone seems to love him. How difficult is that to process, and then how do you relay that to the team?
Well, it's been about 3 weeks to a month now that we've known, you know, and Bob, you know, wanted to keep it quiet till everything was crossed off and he was 100% sure what everything was. I've known Bob a long time, him and Bob Bugner and Adam Foote played junior together, and I knew him through Boogie when we played Coach Junior. I've known him over 20 years. Coached together for 7 or 8 years in Windsor, and then he's been with me here. We live less than a mile away from each other. The one thing about Jones, he tells unbelievable stories, hockey stories, whatever they are. And I could tell, you know, this year he wasn't the same when it come to those, you know, the speech and things like that. And, you know, eventually got checked out, and it is, you know, ALS. The players love him. He's the guy that doesn't go rat on the players, but he gets them out of trouble or gets him back into the groove without having to come to me. You know, he's an old school guy that, you know, I think in today's world with the mental health, every team needs a coach like that, that the players can trust and also he's able to tell them the truth and not just baby them. So it's a tough time. It's been a tough 3 weeks to a month for everyone involved. I know it, his wife and his kids, and we're a real close-knit group, you know, certainly back home and with our group. So it's been a tough month there, but you know what? He had every opportunity to go home and just be at home and be with his kids, and he wants to be here. He wants to keep doing what he's loved. He, you know, he's 22 years in the OHL. You know, he's going to be into 30 years of coaching, and he still wants to do it.
Yeah, that's really incredible to hear. Well, best of luck tomorrow night, the rest of the way. We always appreciate you finding time for us. Thank you for doing this.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
You got it. DJ Smith, head coach of the Ottawa Senators. ALS, man. You hear that's it's a nasty one for sure.
Well, it is. And you know, Bob is a guy that is just so electric around the rink, and the guys love him and that. So it's like you said, the human part of this, it's just, you know, it's upsetting, it's devastating, all of that, and the organization will do their best to embrace him, and, you know, it's
absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, no, that's tough news, and that's obviously an emotional week. We were talking off air, Austin Watson, 4 years sober, and
yeah.
The video of DJ addressing the team last night, and I mean, these are people. We talk about them as players, as coaches, you know, as fans, and looking at it as a product and an entertainment value. But at the end of the day, these are people, and it's been a tough year in Ottawa. Call it what it is. I mean, they had high expectations, and they have not been met.
I can't believe how tough it was, or what it would be for those coaches who are literally like brothers. They spend so much time in that coach's office. And then just randomly, it'd be like us three, as much time as we spend doing this show talking with each other, and then having a bite to eat or something, one of us saying, your talking is different, and then all of a sudden it turns into that. Like, it'd be devastating, man.
Yeah, that would be really tough. Really, really tough. But it is, I think, a positive in this is that he's going to stay on, he's going to keep working.
Yeah,
and
he's in for a fight. I mean,
yeah, absolutely. You know, that's the reality of it. There's no cure, as we all know. All right, Keith Jones will join us in about 20 minutes. We've got a top three Maple Leaf list. We'll explain. We'll get into a little bit later on. The Raptors with maybe their most impressive win of the year. Defensively, very sound last night. Got point production off the bench. Precious had a night. Chris Boucher had a night. We'll get into that and more still to come. We got some NFL news. We got some NFL audio. And we got some Rick Tocchet audio that we absolutely have to play. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on the TSN app.